Blog Talk Radio.
Smooches! Welcome to our Speak Spit and Smooch Live. It is Woman's Month. That's right, it is the month of the woman. And we've been talking all month long about the spirit of a woman, women with words. And tonight we'd really like to tune in and tap into the melodies and the harmonies and the chords that reflect our feminine side. So we want to speak directly to the males out there because they're more prone to relax and communicate through music, which leaves their souls open to the spirit of a woman. And so tonight we invite you to share your sensual and staccato and our sensible side with our listeners as we salute our femininity. Thank you so much for returning to our very special broadcast. I remember when Smooches Radio, the first year that we were broadcasting, that this month meant so much to us. And so I'd like to just say thank you out there to all of the women that were a part of the phenomenal woman series that we had for the very first year. And this will be our third anniversary, and one of the people out there that helped us along the way was Kenesha Lee, and you can go and follow her at Kenesha Lee. She was the author of Fearless Beauty, and she has been doing so many great things on Instagram and Twitter, but one of the things that she also does is she's a motivational muse, and I love speaking with her, and I hope that she's listening in tonight because we definitely want to let her know that we smooch her gangster. That's right, her femininity, we smooch it. Another young lady that came to our show was Salima Graham. She is the author of When God Was Effervescent. And so when we talk about the spirit of the woman, women have been able to give such artistic creativity, whether it be music or poetry, books. And we also have women that play, instruments, and women who are healers. There are so many phenomenal women out there. And Salima Graham's book, When God Was Effervescent, will teach you what it takes for one young lady to guide herself to her destiny. And I love that book was just great prose. And before we forget, we also have one other young lady that really helped us, and her name is Hannah Spivey. She is the author of Ebony Beloved. And, one of the hardest working women in the media online business is Hannah Spivey. And she is properly called Boss Lady Writer. And you can go and follow her at Boss Lady Writer because she definitely has helped other women along the way. She is doing what she has to do, and she has such a light. We have so many people. I can't forget Tara Crush. We also had our first comedian come on who was a woman. And Tara Crush has been just, she does comedy clubs from here all the way back to her hometown down south. And she was just such a good and energetic feel for our very first year. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the women who came and gave us the spirit of their womanhood on Smooches Radio. But before we get to that, I want you to kind of tap into your spiritual side with Sade. We've been highlighting Sade Burrell all month long because she is a motivational speaker, and she definitely has some words for you when it comes to cake. And we've been pushing this cake, this particular motivational speech all month long, but really tune in and listen to Sade Burrell as she speaks to you about what it's going to take. Smooches.
Not too long ago, I was going through a situation, a devastating situation. Although I was going through this devastating situation, I had a lot of great positive things going on in my life, actually. I just got accepted into graduate school at USC. I just received a scholarship from the Topping Scholar, one of the most competitive scholarships on campus. Out of the thousands of people who applied, I was chosen. I was chosen. Only two graduate students were chosen for this particular scholarship, and I got it out of everyone. Everything else in my life was going great. I was happy, healthy, but this one situation just came out of the blue. I didn't know how I was going to deal with it. But I remember my scholarship. They took us on a retreat. They took us on a retreat for about 3-4 days. And I came back home. And my uncle, he picked me up and he said 3 things to me that always stuck with me. And I never forgot it. The first thing he said to me is, "Don't you drop out of that program." I looked at him. I said, "I'm not going to drop out, Uncle Troy." The second thing he said to me was, "Sade, you tried to make something grow in a season it was never supposed to grow in. Sometimes things are meant to last for a season, and then you go on to the next season." I looked at him. I said, "Wow, that's powerful." But the last thing he said to me, it really got me. I never forgot it. We were driving, and he was looking at the road, and something was on the radio, and he turned the radio down, and he said, "Sade, you're reaching for crumbs when there is a cake in front of you." He said, "You're reaching for crumbs when there's a cake in front of you. You're focusing so much on this situation that you're going through that you can't even see that there's a cake in front of you, right in front of you." And I looked at him, I said, "Wow, that's true." So when I got home, I started thinking about this, and I never forgot. It just stayed on me. I said, "How do I know what the cake is? What is the cake?" And I went back to that conversation. My uncle had identified what the cake was and what the crumbs was right in front of me. First of all, the cake was graduate school. It was getting me to the next level in my career that would allow me to grow as an individual, grow and to support my family. So when he said, "Don't you drop out of school," that was the cake. And then when he said, "Shawnee, you're trying to make strawberries grow in a season they were never meant to grow in," he was referring to the crumb. That was the crumb. Here I am trying to plant something that cannot be planted in a season and will not grow. And yet I'm still watering it every day and I'm standing right by it. And it never grows.
Stop it. Stop it. Stay focused.
You think I'm going to let you down now, don't you? I've known you my whole damn life, okay? This is not easy for me.
Stay focused. Don't worry.
Some things were meant to come into your life for a season, and they were meant to leave. There are other things that come in your life for a season, and they stay. So one of the things I started to think about was, well, people always tell you what you should do. Nobody tells you how you should do it. You should forgive. Well, how do I forgive? You should let go. How do I let go? Build your team. You want to build your team because your team...
If you're down with me, I'm down with you.
Your team is going to be the ones, when you get back on that floor and you start picking up them crumbs all over again, your team is going to be standing there with their arms folded saying, "Get up off that floor and stop picking up them crumbs and let's get to this cake."
Come on, man. Put it up. Put it up. Put it up. Come on. Brothers on three. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, brothers.
That's what your team is going to do. Your team is going to lift you up when you go back to those crumbs because, believe it or not, you just might go back to those crumbs. And your team needs to be there to pick you up. How do you build this team? My team consisted of attorneys, scientists, women with wisdom, men with wisdom, people who are contributing a great amount of passion to our society. That's what my team consists of now. Build your team, build your circle. That is what you do. Sometimes the crumbs have to do with a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, past situations, and we're still reaching for them. We're trying to rebuild it. You can't make a beautiful cake out of crumbs. You, but I'm ready to sit there and tell people, "I'm eating a $20,000 cake. I'm tired of eating $20 cake. I'm tired of it." And when you get sick and tired enough, you let go of that $20 cake. My cake is going to be $20,000.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. Alright? You got a dream? You got to protect it. People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it.
You want something, go get it. Period.
So with that being said, what are you reaching for? Cake or crumb? But remember, you can't have both. Sade Verrell, stand for something.
Smooches. Smooches out there to everybody out there that has been impacted by our month-long Women's History broadcast. And tonight we are talking about smooching the spirit of woman. It's a live invitation for any of our listeners out there who would love to call in and give us any of their spoken word. We'd like to hear any of your short stories. We'd like to hear a shout out to anybody out there who's supporting a woman, because a lot of times women will support men when they're incarcerated, but a lot of times the women in these women facilities are not being supported by, you know, not just their family, males. You know, it's harder to find a man to support a woman than it is a woman to support a man. Where are we going when our women are being housed in criminal systems because of all different types of things that are going on in their life? But one of the things that I know that's happening more than not is that women just do not love themselves. And so I have a poem here by Ellen Bailey, and it's called The Gift of Life. And I'd like for you to just listen to this very short poem. And smooches out there to Ellen Bailey. Gift of Life by Ellen Bailey. I value the life God has given to me. It is my life, and I can live it as I please. My life may not mean much to someone else, and how I live, it is up to God and myself. Only God knows how many years I have remaining, but I intend to live them all without complaining. I will treasure each day and rejoice in its pleasures, practicing his righteousness as a means of measure. I will do my daily chores with a song in my heart, singing God's praises until the day I depart. And while I am living out my disappearing years, I will be grateful to him for putting me here. Smooches. Smooches out there to anybody out there that is feeling downtrodden, depressed, and everything that has nothing to do with the possibilities. You are a woman. You are here to make sure that the world remembers that there is a such thing as beautiful, that there are such thing as growth. They look at the woman and they see flowers, they see jewels, they see so many great things in women. And now it's time for you to begin to look at those things for yourself, in yourself, in your sister, in your mother, in your daughter. It's time for us to bring out the spirit of woman. And so, you know, Smooches Radio has so many different artists that come through our show, and we all feel so connected here to all of the different people and the personalities and the artists that come to our show. And we have people that come on that have such a phenomenal, phenomenal light. People like R.K. Evans, people like Jaded Forever, Jaded Jones, Hyperliterati. These are women that we feel embody the light, embody their own purpose, and we would love for everyone who's listening to this broadcast right now, please call us at 626-213-5635. Now, each and every week, we're here at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And every time we open up these lines, sometimes we're surprised because sometimes we don't get live callers. And a lot of broadcasts won't share that with you. But we know that when we're on, that there's something special about what we do. And so we have this open because this is downloadable, and you can pick this broadcast up, and you can listen to it in your MP3, your iPhone. You can listen to this online at www.blogtalkradio.com/smoochesradio. But the best thing is that we have a totally embeddable player. Blog Talk Radio has made it very simple for anyone out there to begin their career in broadcast radio. Online radio is going to be one of the biggest things that is going to happen in your lifetime. And so you can go there, you can download it, and you can share our embeddable player. Share it on your social networks. But, you know, maybe you want to just take it and send it to a friend. Because my words are definitely divine words. And women, the spirit of women, is so contagious right now that I think a lot of people feel like that's the thing that's missing in their life. Smooches out there to each and every one of you that continue to send positive vibrations of light, positive vibrations just to us, not just us working behind the scenes, but to our host Smooches, me, because I definitely have a passion for what I do. And one of the things that I like to do is I like to make sure that our artists out there are being supported with the best broadcast. Smooches, simply make opportunities occur consistently. Hello.
A lesson of the season. Life and business is like the changing of you. Live a more inclusive society. The best way to illustrate what's happening in your business, what's happening in your life, is the illustration of the changing season. Women are good. Women are unusual. They have this antenna that picks up all the stuff, especially danger. 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 In the middle of the night, the baby cries. Mama is awake. Mama is asleep. Mothers sleep near the surface. And the least little blueberries on top of them, they're awake. Billions of female mothers. She said to her husband, goes up, go look, something isn't right, you know, downstairs. He says, no, everything's fine. She says, go look. He says, okay. He gets up in the middle of the night, stumbles downstairs, and the front door is open. How did she know? They just know. I don't know how they know. They've got the instinct, especially the danger, instinct. Interesting story in the Bible. It says there are sheep and there are shepherds and there are wolves. Very ordinary story. Shepherds, wolves, and sheep. That's not the end of the story. To illustrate a point, the storyteller says, there are also some wolves that have learned to dress up like sheep. Now you need a woman. Look like a sheep, talk like a sheep. Woman says, ain't no sheep. Have you got this now? The work of summer. Here's what it's called, high drama. Nourishing and protecting. Nourishing with one hand and protecting with the other hand. Finally occurred, age 25, I hear this knock on the door. I go to the door, and there's this Girl Scout, about this tall, selling cookies. For the Girl Scouts, man, she gave me one of the finest sales presentations I've ever heard. Special deal, several flavors, Girl Scouts, best organization in the world. I wanted to buy only $2. And
I had to give you a little bit of Jim Rohn. He definitely has an affinity for intuition. and the Girl Scout story is where I want to kind of end our night tonight, because I was a Girl Scout. And as I look out now, I see that, you know, the young ladies, they're not willing to wear the Girl Scout uniform. The Girl Scout uniform was our way of letting the world know that we came to do something really special. And the world knew that, you know, when you were a Girl Scout, that you were being taught to be a woman, you know, in steps. And so how did you know which step the young lady had actually been able to prove herself in, per se? And so you would work for badges. And so we worked for the badges, and I remember thinking, we used to go to these different Girl Scout events, and I remember the very first time I got my patch, and, you know, I was a brownie. And so the first thing you were a brownie, and then you worked up to be a Girl Scout, an action Girl Scout. So you went from a brown uniform, which is really earthy, to a green uniform, recyclable. And I remember the very first time being a Girl Scout, and I said to myself, wow, I have 3 patches. And I thought that was the best thing. So I wore my sash around the house, and I felt really good about myself. I felt so good about myself and my accomplishments. I had done it. I had done everything that I was supposed to do. I had learned to crochet. I had learned to make a pillow. I had learned that, you know, we help and volunteer. And then I went to a Girl Scout event, and I saw a girl that had a jacket, not a sash, that was completely and entirely full of patches. And that night, I didn't feel so good about my sash. But I can tell you, I can't say exactly, but it must have taken me about a year. I worked and worked and worked. Like the rest of us, I worked because there was something that I wanted, and it was on that young lady's vest. I wanted a vest that said that I was able to accomplish things. And I speak out there now to the young ladies out there. If you're a woman and you mentor, if you're a woman out there and the spirit of your woman is resonating in your home, if it's resonating in a classroom, if it's resonating in a youth facility, please make sure that your youth have something that they want to accomplish. I think that's the best thing about the Girl Scouts. And Jim Rohn spoke about, you know, a time when cookies were $2. And this is Girl Scout cookie time. So when you think about buying cookies, a lot of people say, well, I can't eat them. They're not good. They don't have any. You know what? It's the Girl Scout story. Juliet Lowe started the Girl Scout so long ago. And one of the things that I think about is, what if all of these organizations that supported women went away? And I said, you know what? We have to continue supporting the Girl Scout. Now, I myself have not eaten a Girl Scout cookie, but you have to be able to support some of these women initiatives, and the Girl Scouts are one of them. Please make sure you do. Tell them that Smooches Radio is supporting the Girl Scouts. So please, this is Girl Scout cookie time, and make sure that you go out there and support our girls. Also, you know, the Women in Film kicked off today, and it has a theme. It says, "And Still I Rise." And today they were downtown Newark, New Jersey, and there's going to be a big film festival. So every day they'll be there until April the 1st. Could you please go and support our Women in Film, Women in Media of Newark? Please go ahead and you know, Google search Women in Media and their "And Still I Rise" film festival, which will definitely be in the Newark area until April the 1st. There's so many great things out there, and there's so many great women out there that we would love to send a great message out there to, and that's including the Female Achievers of Orange Preparatory Academy in Orange, New Jersey. Also, they had Sisters for Sisters. They meet at the East Orange Public Library, and they support young women. And then we also have the Vashti School of Future Leaders in Newark, New Jersey. there are women everywhere, but the spirit of women lives in all of us. And I want you to talk not just to your females, but talk to your males and let them know that it's okay to love the melodies and the harmonies and the chords that reflect their feminine side. Because you know what? You know, the more that we get our youth and our young men in tune with who they really are, they'll be so much more soulful, and they will be able to accomplish all of the things that they want to accomplish in the time that they're here. So please make sure you also send this broadcast right to them. It will totally be downloadable. And we have the link for you right here, www.blogtalkradio.com/smooches radio. Join us next week, because we will definitely be shutting it down. That's right. The Women's Month is over, but we will be women the rest of the year. But we just want to give this special month so much notice. And we will join you again Friday for Thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I got so many surprises for you to share with you next week. So please don't forget to tune in. And please don't forget to share this broadcast with a friend. So, while you're waiting for the other blogs to do something new, Smooches Radio is always about you. Smooches, good night.